You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
All right, now we are finishing off the show with Neutral Corner, sort of examining the media coverage of the recent Iowa caucus. This is, well, technically it's, I guess it was Democrat and Republicans had their caucus, but everyone was paying attention to the Democrats because, of course, the Republicans have the incumbent in Trump. So it's sort of the first of a nationwide series of sort of mini elections that happens in every state to decide who's going to be the candidate. Officially, the way it works is you get the votes get you delegates who then vote for you at the convention. Legally, there's no actual true basis to this. It's just a convention. Historically, they just, the delegates voted whatever way they wanted. And it was in the sort of mid 20th century that they realized, okay, we have to actually start honoring the people who vote for us. And of course, the big story coming out of Iowa is all this sort of confusion about the counting of the votes. At the heart of the problem is this app, which was developed by this sort of quite mysterious company called Shadow Inc., which is a great name for these sorts of things. And it appears that it definitely received money from the campaign of Pete Buttigieg, who is coming. He's come second in the popular vote so far in Iowa with about 97% reporting, although they're probably going to have to recount the votes. But he's come second, although he has won the most delegates, because the way, there's all these tricky things going on. It's a very sort of archaic system, and oftentimes they just end up flipping a coin to decide who gets the delegate. And apparently Pete's coin flippers are very lucky when it comes to what it is that they do. So to contrast the coverage of this, though, first we will look at a clip from Fox News.
Let's bring in Stephanie Grisham, a White House press secretary and communications director for Donald Trump, president of the United States. Stephanie, good morning to you.
Hi, good morning.
Nice to be here in Washington. You know, when the Des Moines Register pulled their poll a couple of days ago, some supporters of Bernie Sanders thought that that was a little fishy. You know, what's up with that? They said there was a problem because Pete Buttigieg's name was left off on one. And now you follow that with this, and, you know, Bernie's people were counting on him being number one, and now, as we just saw, it's all zeros.
Yeah, last night was something. I can't speak to it too much because a Hatch Act violation, sure, of course. But I will say, no matter who comes out on top, we're not worried about it. The president, you know, his base and his support is stronger than ever based on the last 3 years. So we're not worried about any of it. It's fine. There's a lot of noise right now. I will just say, I think that could be a preview if the Democrats were to take office. So, boy,
That's what Brad Parscale, he said, Democrat Party meltdown. They can't even run a caucus and they want to run the government? No, thank you.
Yeah, absolutely. I agree with Brad.
Well, let's talk a little bit about the Republicans caucused in Iowa as well. And we've got some graphics that show the president tweeted, big win for us tonight in Iowa. Thank you. He got 97.1%. When you compare his turnout as the incumbent to President Obama, he actually, according to some numbers we saw this morning, did better.
Absolutely, and that doesn't surprise me. I mean, the president is winning, as he likes to say, but honestly, all of his policies are showing real results for Americans, and the American people see that. People are seeing bigger paychecks. People have jobs. People's families are in a better condition than the previous administration.
Yes, and that was Fox News' coverage of the recent Iowa caucus. As you heard, they're really playing up all the division that's happening in the Democratic Party, and obviously you can understand why they do that. You know, the big trick is to make your rivals look like they haven't got their shit together, which is like the most important thing in politics. But it's also interesting how they sort of didn't really refer to Sanders as the winner, which is something that you also see on Fox News' ideological rivals at MSNBC.
I can tell you the new results that just came in while we fix this. The new results were up to 92% of the precincts reporting in Iowa in the basically the popular vote. The first. Okay, here it is. Okay. Sorry, I really apologize.
Okay.
This thing has a mind of its own. Here it is. 92% in state delegate equivalents. Buttigieg continues to lead. The margin is 1%. Now, you can see in this latest update, Sanders has cut the gap. 513, you see here. 531 for Buttigieg. It's a gap of 18. Oh, it's a gap of 18. Somehow I just called up the Nebraska primary. 531 to 513. It was 24 before this, so he has cut that from 24 to 18. Still, to get that to zero for Sanders might be difficult. There is also this popular vote, first preference, whatever you want to call it. Sanders continues to open up a wider lead here. Now it's approaching 5,000 votes here. Sanders over Buttigieg, again, with 92% in. So very difficult. I mean, almost impossible, really, to see Buttigieg catching Sanders,
right,
in the popular vote at this point. when they did the reallocation, you know, this whole thing, the second choice, much tighter there, but still over 1,000. Sanders continues to lead Buttigieg on that. But it is when you get to the state delegate equivalence. This is the thing they traditionally use to award the winner. The state delegate equivalent is the unit that determines national convention delegates.
Right.
This is where Buttigieg has the advantage. And again, it'll be tough for Sanders to overtake that, but he has just cut into it a little bit.
Two quick questions. One is, with state delegate equivalents roughly that close, the amount of convention delegates that Buttigieg and Sanders are going to come out of Iowa with are going to be the same number, right?
It may not be the same number. So I just take you through the Cliff's Notes version is some of the national conventions delegates are based on this statewide finish, but 2/3 of them are based on the results by congressional district.
Okay.
4 congressional districts in Iowa. You've got a little more variance built in there. In fact, I think Amy Klobuchar may even get a national convention delegate out of that. So I think we haven't seen a formal estimate here, but I think Buttigieg, if this holds, would probably be, you know, a couple higher than Sanders. I don't have the exact number, but not necessarily going to be even.
Okay, and the final question, it's such a Rube Goldberg machine, but when you go from the popular vote to the second alignment to the state delegate equivalent, right, the reason that Buttigieg comes out on top is because of the way they apportion based on the counties, right?
Yeah, I mean, it's two things that are happening. There is some second choice element to this, because a 5,000, almost 5,000 vote lead for Sanders, when you get those second preferences factored in, that does cut it down pretty significantly. So that's helping Buttigieg, but again, not getting him over the top. What gets him over the top? See if I can come up with a good example. Here's a good example of this. See purple? This is a college county, Powsheet County, Grinnell College. Sanders did extremely well here. Warren didn't do bad. These two both did really well in college counties. Buttigieg getting buried at 13%. Now, in terms of the turnout, what the share of state delegates that comes out of Powsheet is lower than the share that it accounts for in turnout.
Gotcha.
Totally at odds with a place like this, where a rural county that gets more bang for its buck. That's what's putting Buttigieg over the top in state delegate equivalence.
All right, Steve Kornacki, thank you so much for being
with me.
Thanks
for bearing with me there.
No, you're great.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.